Exclusive: Oklahoma Representative Mark Wayne Mullen accuses Biden of intentional border crisis, making all states border states. By Joshua Klein on March 31, 2022. Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, ROK, who is running for Senator Jim Inhofe's, ROK, open Senate seat, accused President Biden of significantly damaging national security by deliberately creating a border crisis to expand the Democrat voter bloc. Calling for an investigation into the president over his actions as well as the lawless activity of his son Hunter, while blasting his attempts to force an unwelcome nuclear deal with Iran that only benefits Russia. Biden's intentional border crisis. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News on Wednesday, Mullen addressed the current border crisis, claiming it was created by the president and poses specific challenges to the Sooner State, which serves as an integral transit point to the rest of the nation. Joe Biden has made all states border states and Oklahoma is no different, he said. Mullen, who is a member of the House Intelligence Committee where he works heavily on the country's fentanyl problem, contrasted current border security with that under the Trump administration. From day one you saw the reversal of Trump's policies from the Biden administration on January 20, and since then it's just been an absolute disaster, he said. He then described visiting the border earlier in the year with Border Patrol agents sharing details of the current situation. In the month of January alone they caught more fentanyl going across the border that could kill every single person in Oklahoma, and that was just in the first month of this year, he said. And so when we say that all states have become border states it's because of these disastrous Biden administration policies, he added. The U.S. Senate candidate noted how Oklahoma's crossroads are exploited by various traffickers. Oklahoma City is called the crossroads of America because we have so many interstates that intersect right there, he said. And where they intersect they can disperse drugs and proliferate sex trafficking everywhere. They can literally take and reach almost every part of the country from Oklahoma City because of the way the interstate system is, he added. So they take advantage of that. As a result, Mullen stated that Oklahoma has been suffering a major influx of drugs and sex trafficking, causing a significant national security issue. The border crisis has spilled over to a national crisis, he warned. Despite a full-time drug interdiction unit dedicated to pulling over suspicious vehicles, Mullen noted more needed to be done. We're trying to adapt in Oklahoma the best we can because of the influx, but we just don't have the police force necessary to deal with this on this scale, he said. Once again, the drug cartels take advantage of that, he added. Mullen expressed his belief that the flooding of the country with illegal immigrants is a deliberate policy of the Biden administration. I think it's 100% intentional, he said. The border policies are coming from the Biden administration without question. The Biden border crisis going on is created because the Democrats want amnesty. They want an open border policy and they almost have won, he added. Citing Border Patrol estimates that over 400,000 illegal immigrants have escaped just this year inside the U.S. with the country at a 26-year low on deportation of people that we've caught and we have literally let back out into the country, Mullen said there is no justification for it. There's no excuse for that other than this is what their idea is, he said. I think it's 100% political too because they believe they win on the Hispanic vote. And so the more Hispanics they can flood into the United States regardless if they're legal or not they feel like that's good for them. That's why they don't want to have any voter ID laws, he added. Mullen decried Democrats' issuance of legal IDs for illegal immigrants in order to gain political advantages. They want to allow illegal immigrants to have driver's licenses, which would be nearly impossible then for us to check to see how they're registered. If they have legal status or not, when they have legal ID inside the United States because they have states issuing driver's license to them, he said. And it's all political for them, he added. Recalling a conference with then-President Barack Obama in 2013 wherein immigration was discussed, Mullen claimed it was clearly regarded as an issue strictly of electoral support. Obama stood up in front of us all, put his hands to his chest, and said, "Look, I'm doing you guys a favor by even allowing immigration be a conversation because it's not like I need this," he said. And then he looked over at the people who were with him and asked, "What did I get? 76 to 77% of the Hispanic vote?" That's their mindset about immigration, It's a voting block for them, he added. It has nothing to do with what's best for the country or the national security risk that runs. Potential Biden impeachment. Asked if he would favor bringing impeachment indictments against the president over the border crisis in the event that Republicans win back power in the upcoming midterms, Mullen was supportive of the move if an impeachable offense could be proven. If we can prove that President Biden has done something that's impeachable, absolutely, he said. I'd love to get that guy out of office. However, he expressed fear over putting Vice President Kamala Harris into office. And that is a huge fear of mine too, because we don't need her to be president either, he said. But if he's done something impeachable, we need to get him out of office, and I think there are some things that need to be looked into. Mullen listed several investigations he deemed necessary, from Biden's handling of the border crisis, from his handling of Afghanistan, from what Hunter Biden did in Ukraine, and the president's ability to cover up his own son's lawless activity. Expressing his belief there is most definitely something criminal within Hunter Biden's laptop, Mullen maintained that such investigations would not be allowed to move forward underneath Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. So when Republicans get control, we need to do our due diligence and look into this, because if he has done something impeachable, remove him, he said. But understand where it's almost like dancing with the devil, because then you get Kamala Harris. President Trump's impeachment. Mullen also discussed a recent bill he introduced to expunge former President Trump's first impeachment, which he deemed a mistake made by Democrats. We all knew that the impeachment process that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff literally rammed through Congress was nothing but political, he said. So the resolution would basically do away with that and right the wrong that took place. I think that's the fairest thing to do, he added. Claiming the impeachment should have never happened, Mullen explained it was exactly what our founding fathers were fearful of, that impeachment would be used for political reasons. And for the first time in our history, it was actually proven true underneath the rule of Nancy Pelosi, he added. Mullen clarified that his bill was mainly intended to set the stages for a later point when Republicans could take action. Do we really think that the Democrats are going to bring this up? No, probably not, he admitted. But it sets the groundwork for Republicans to take a look into this come January 3, 2023, when we take back the House. Biden's foreign policy. When asked how he would grade President Biden's performance so far vis-à-vis Ukraine, Mullen's response was succinct. Just like he's leading the country right now, an F, he insisted. On the Iran nuclear deal, Mullen claimed it is not welcomed by any Middle East countries. None of the neighbors want it. Israel doesn't want it. Saudi Arabia doesn't want it. Iraq doesn't want it, he said. No one in that region wants this to take place. Despite that, Mullen said, President Biden is doubling down on what the Obama administration was trying to do with Secretary Kerry at the time, trying to force a nuclear deal, something he claimed only Russia benefits from. Russia will benefit financially at a time when we're trying to sanction them and keep them from being able to fund this illegal war against Ukraine, he said. Yet we're still forcing this to the tune of literally billions of dollars that Russia is going to benefit from, because they're going to be handling the nuclear waste supposedly of Iran. However, Mullen cast doubt on any Russian credibility. Russia has never been trustworthy, but especially now, he said. Regarding Iran, he wondered how a deal could be worked out with a country that literally chanced death to America. That deal is supposed to be beneficial for us? To allow them to eventually become a nuclear power? That's who we want to have nuclear weapons in the Middle East? He asked. That's absolutely insane, and I don't think any rational American will tell you this is a good idea, he concluded. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.